Our music critic Ken Tucker has a review of a new album from the band Heartless Bastards. The group was formed in Cincinnati, Ohio, around the lead singer-songwriter Erica Wennerstrom. She writes blues-influenced rock, and Ken says the group's third album, The Mountain, features a new, bold sound.
I made a lot of choices, most have not been wise, but I have some really good friends I've been fortunate enough to find. They get me through the lonely days when I want to stay inside myself, get me out of my shell, out in
The heart of the Heartless Bastards is Erica Wennerstrom, who wears it on her sleeve. On that song, called Hold Your Head High, she begins by announcing, "I've made a lot of choices, most have not been wise." Most rock stars would make these lines boastful or self-pitying. Wennerstrom floods these sentiments with ruefulness and regret, and still in the space of a mere 11 words, also fills them with a vow not to be such a mess up in the future. She has a gift for making life errors into more than cheesy life lessons. They become statements of resolve. Once again there, Wennerstrom gives us a song in which everything is in doubt. All the decisions in her life are in play, changeable, not so much fluid as unsure. The music emphasizes this, and when I say music, I mean her own guitar playing, which offers a series of vehemently strummed chords, bolstered by the drumming of Dave Colvin. Pretty soon, Wennerstrom is singing over and over like a chant, "I'm going to keep on running." But the message is not running away from her problems, but running in the sense of functioning, of continuing to recharge and change, to locate the sources of her unhappiness and general restlessness.
I could be so happy if I just quit being sad. I could be so funny if I just quit being a drag. I could be so sweet. I just quit being sour. I could do all these things. Oh, I have the power. I'm gonna see what tomorrow brings. I'm gonna make it to the midnight train. I'm gonna see what tomorrow brings. I'm gonna take it to the world outside.
If it's easy to read a lot into the music written and sung by Wennerstrom and her heartless bandmates, it's because she provides us with an open field of opportunity. She has a gift for writing songs that can accommodate not just her own fears, anger, and tenderness, but also whatever of these elements in your own life you want to hear in them. She is, as she says here, a searcher, a voyager into the unknown. Throughout this album, The Mountain, Erica Wennerstrom builds many songs to big, swirling climaxes. Sometimes, as on the song I just played, she begins with a climax. It's as though the song is just bursting out of her heart. She sings deep into the chorus, "I'm on my own, I'm on my own." But her isolation never seems desolate or despairing. It's the sound of someone possessed of ruthless clarity, sparing herself nothing. She fills us as listeners with a new sense of purpose we might not have felt before hearing her suggest those possibilities.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large at Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed The Mountain by the band Heartless Bastards. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Monique Nazareth, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Joan Tui Westman, Sam Brigger, Jonathan Menhivar, John Myers, and John Sheehan. I'm Terry Gross.
Searching all the time. Oh, I was searching all, searching all.